Blog Talk Radio.
Your children know, ladies and gentlemen, let all your children know, your young daughters, young sons, older sons, teenagers, all of them, you got to let them know that they are royalty because they come from the cradle of the Almighty God. You better give God some credit. That's right. Give God some credit. Yeah. Thank you, Father. We give you praise. Hallelujah. And speaking of royalty, ladies and gentlemen, we got an awesome program for you tonight. We got Sister Rose Graham. She is royalty within her own self right there. She is CEO and founder of Perfecting Talent. And also Press the Pause. She's going to tell you more about both of those in a little while. But guys, I want you to tweet out. You guys are tweeting out all the time and faxing out and emailing and Facebooking and so forth. Put that number out there so you can hear this awesome woman of God coming up, ladies and gentlemen, Rose Graham, CEO and founder of Perfecting Talent and the Press the Pause Network. The number is 347-843-4559. You guys should be tweeting this out like 10 people a second. Put it out there, 347-843-4559. But if you're driving, we don't want you to do that, of course, right? No texting and driving, or if you're in your Learjet or your Mercedes-Benz or your Bentley, right? We don't want you to do no texting till you stop, right? 347-843-4559. Hey, for those all around the world, thank you for joining us. I want to give you a round of applause for just joining us and taking time off on Power Up Today. Hallelujah. Well, let's get right to it, guys. Rose is pretty busy, and we don't want to keep her waiting. Rose Graham, welcome to the Power Connect program. How you doing, my sister?
I am doing just wonderful, wonderful.
That's wonderful, Rose. How was your day today?
It was absolutely blessed. Absolutely blessed.
That's wonderful. Well, Rose, we always like to give our guests some opening comments there. Anything you'd like to say to the folks before we get started? We're going to talk about, you're going to tell us more about Press the Pause, but after you do your little opening monologue, then
yes.
Tell people a little bit about you as well. You know, a little
yes.
bit, a little history about your real
okay.
bio. Then we'll go right
yes.
into the.
Yes, hi. Well. Absolutely. My name is Rose Graham. Again, I am the creative director of Press the Pause Button, you singles. And basically, you guys, this was created some short 4 years ago, which it is basically designed to bring strength and healing to single ladies and single men who have experienced or who have been in a toxic relationship. We also gather, of course, positive information as well, and that comes from our married couples or couples that are experiencing a healthy relationship. So it's just, you know, an opportunity, I would say, to do ministry and to bridge the gap of what's really causing these broken relationships.
That's great, Rose. Ladies and gentlemen, you listen to the voice of Rose Graham. And one of our first topics tonight we're going to talk about is Press the Pause. And then we're going to go into Perfecting Talent, ladies and gentlemen. She's going to tell you more about that on the second half of the show as well. But Rose, that is so awesome. And as you know, one of the hottest topics on the planet is relationships, as you know, whether
Absolutely.
Married or single, one of the hottest. And you know that as a people, we're talking about human beings, I don't care who you are on the planet, we
right.
all need each other. We all need
right.
each other. We need people.
Right.
We need each other,
right.
you know, in healthy relationships. We're talking about the healthy stuff, not the evil stuff and not the, all the junk that people are doing to each other
right.
and calling all the, you know, calling it all kind of stuff. But anyway, we're talking
right.
about healthy relationships. Yeah. I mean, they can call it from
right.
A to Z, right, and think it's okay. It's not okay.
Right.
So we're going to put that right to the minute.
Not
so,
okay.
Yeah, exactly. So, Rose, what do you think? Let's talk about relationships a little bit here. We're you know, things are changing. The world has changed
yes.
since we have grown up. As you know, totally different. You can't use the same concepts. However, the Word of God never changes. I know that much.
That's right.
So that is for sure. So that doesn't
yes.
change. But when we do things, the same. So what's going on out there? What is happening, you think?
What I have gathered as, as I've been interviewing single
yeah.
women, single men,
yeah.
married couples
yeah.
as well, and what I'm gathering is there's a very disconnect in the way of communication, number one,
yeah.
and then we don't really understand the each other, and what I mean
right.
by that is we come with this preconception of, you know, how that man should be or how that, you know, how you should be. And then we really, in our minds, we say, I'm going to mold you and I am going to fashion you into.
You don't want to start off with that one.
right.
Yeah.
Into, you know, who I want you to be. Wrong answer, wrong approach.
That's right.
You know,
right.
wrong approach. Because the truth of the matter is, allowing someone to be who they are and to grow, you know, along with you is probably the most beautiful thing. And that's why you have to have God in it, because God created both of us, right?
So it
starts spiritually. I really believe that. I really believe that the connect begins spiritually. Now, the issue is it the correct spirit that's connecting you? Or is it, you know? So now you got to be careful. You have to take the moment. That's what Pastor Paul's pause is all about. Taking the moment to really go in and pray about it, seek God on it, making sure that you're not jumping so fast into something. And really, it's probably something you just came from. Because you're still attracting that type of spirit because of the last soul tie. And, you know, we talk about that as well. Being tied into something correct or something healthy, or being soul tied to something that's polluted and that's toxic. And what it's going to cause you to do is keep going from one relationship to the other and to the other and to the other.
Yeah,
now,
absolutely.
What really alarmed me is how we do relationship in church. And you would think, right? You know, being in church, being having, you know, we have teachings, we have preachers, we have teachers, relationship coaches, we have it all that sits in church. However, tell me that it is the most difficult thing to have. Yeah, they have so many issues that sits in church. It could be one man that have dated 10 women in the church. Now it's going to cause a massive, you know, massive confusion among us, people getting hurt left and right, women, you know, just, and then we're trying to do ministry in church, but you are hurting in church while you're trying to do what you're doing. It's just so much. And, you know, the children are now involved, you know, because if that relationship didn't work, now it may not ever end up into, well, let's start it off. So a single relationship. Now, somewhere down the line, you know, you didn't want to, you know, really, really horn into, well, this is really not going to work. Now you're probably pregnant. I'm talking to ladies. Now you're bringing a child into this situation of a father that probably doesn't want to be a father or don't know how to.
Right.
So now you've got another mess. So here it is. You're in love, you know, because we as women, you know, we tend to fall in love. Once we connect sexually, we really do think you're in love with us.
And
I was told that no, that's not always the case. You know, we can move for, you know, we can move around to a couple more, and it doesn't mean that we love you, you know, unfortunately. So you can't, women, ladies, you can't validate that as being a sign of love. You really do, you really, really, really do have to study, you know, take your time, wait, know what you're getting into. If you see a red flag, you know, do that. But now let me flip over to men. Because we don't give them enough credit as well. You know, we tend to want to blame them. Oh, it's their fault. You know,
Can't blame us for everything. Hallelujah.
Oh, my God. I can promise you from past experience that they will basically either show you by a sign or tell you verbally that they're really not ready for that committed relationship or, you know, you're probably not going to be the one. I'm telling you. But what we do is we ignore the signs, and then we say in our heads, oh, I can do this. I can fix this. I can make it work. You know, I'm going to call my girlfriend, and we can get this, you know, we can get this working. No, no, no. He said to you 4 years ago, not ready, not doing it, got hurt by so-and-so, blase, blase. And you are still holding on to that hope of something is going to happen. Ladies, let's face the music here. Let's face the music here. Let's listen and let's be respectful, because to me it's kind of disrespectful that you're trying to force someone to do something that they really aren't ready for.
Absolutely.
It's so much, Kevin. It's so
much,
Kevin.
Yeah, it is a lot. Yeah, absolutely. That's good, Rose. That is a good start.
And,
you know, I could probably have 3 hours on just this one topic right there. You know, easy.
Oh, yeah.
Easy.
Yeah,
so, ladies and gentlemen,
absolutely.
For those who are joining us all around the world there, we're talking to Rose Graham, CEO and founder of Perfecting Talent. And the Press the Pause Network, we're talking about Press the Pause Network right now. You know, one thing, too, Rose, as I wrote down as you was talking there, is the word communication, listening. But, you know, you got to be, you know, you got to learn that kind of thing. You got to kind of read up on that as much as possible. But one thing I want to share with everybody who's listening and who will be listening later on the rebroadcast is, first of all, you need this today. Now, I didn't learn this till later on, but you need to know the right questions to ask and then ask
yes.
them. You have to do that today, especially today. It's almost like a security thing today for men and women. You need to know the questions to ask, and if they say the wrong thing, not judging anybody, but if they say the wrong thing, like, for example, I'm just going to say, do you believe in the Lord as Jesus Christ is your Lord and Savior? And they pause 1 second. You need to just say, it was nice knowing you. You know, you may still want to be friends or something. Don't get me wrong, but the point is you don't want to take it to another level of relationship, maybe.
Absolutely.
We're not going to be rude. We're not going to be disrespectful. But if they say something, you can ask some questions about Holy Spirit. You can ask them about God, where they're at. And if they don't, if they hesitate, that means they ain't there yet. Because if anybody who is you know, in a right relationship with God, they won't hesitate. They'll just be excited about telling you, yeah, I'm fired up and I'll tell you why and all that good stuff.
Right.
So, ladies and gentlemen, specifically for the ladies, know the right questions to ask men, and then men vice versa. You got to know that today. It's just it's a security thing now. It's really it's security, and it's for you to be safe. Unfortunately, I hate to even say all that, but you got to just know who you're talking to.
Yeah, you got
to
do your research.
Today.
You got to check.
Yeah.
You got to check them out. There's nothing wrong with it. I mean, you know, Kevin, the thing about it is they can even quickly answer that they are a believer, and you still got to check them out because I'm telling you.
What's that mean? What does that mean? What are they believing? We don't know what that means.
I'm a Christian. I go to church every Sunday. Really? Are you born again? Have you your life? Have you? It's so much that it entails. And I think sometimes, Kevin, I can speak for us, you know, for women. I'm a woman.
Absolutely.
And sometimes, depending on where you are mentally as well, you know, some of us, we come in that lonely state. We're desperate, you know, and honestly, we say, I heard from God. You know, I hear that all the time. You know I heard God. And what happened, you know, it didn't work out, you know, something, I heard it. I fasted, I prayed, and oh, God, you know, what went wrong, Lord, you know, blah, blah, blah. But see, you came into it. Sometimes I have to say this. We came into it with this, this already ready, you know, to hear this yes. So even if God had said no, technically you wouldn't, spiritually you wouldn't have heard it anyway because you were already sold on who they were. They already told you something, and you were already like, okay, this is a man of God. You know, he's a pastor, he's a minister. Oh, I'm speaking to the choir right now. I'm preaching to the choir. You know, and so we take those things as being validation of them being a safe place. I submit to you that that's not really always a safe place.
Oh, no, that's part
still,
of it. Yeah. Yeah.
You still have to get the final. Yes.
Absolutely.
You have to allow the Holy Spirit to speak to you, God to tell you.
Absolutely.
You know, is this right? Is this something I should, you know, venture? Is this something, God? I mean, really, you guys. And if you really ask Him with a sincere heart, I believe that He will not lead you wrong. Men, too, they get linked up with women looking like, you know, fired up in Jesus. They got it. Mm-hmm. They are the praise worshiper, minister, whoever they are. But you didn't know that little girl inside of her is still in pain, right?
Yeah,
and
exactly.
So it looked good. It felt good. But then at the end of the road, you found out that I should have got my first response should have been God.
Absolutely. Absolutely. It takes time. Today is just different today, ladies and gentlemen.
It is.
You've got to take time today to get to know somebody. It goes back to what Rose was saying earlier, ladies and gentlemen, about communication, and then you got to be able to listen. But also, too, you know, I know you go over this on your network, press the pause, too, Rose, is that first of all, you got to know yourself. Is that a true statement?
Oh, my goodness, please.
Can you
tell
us a little bit about that? You got to know yourself first before you try to bring in somebody you don't even know.
Absolutely.
Tell us about that.
And the truth is, I'm glad he brought that up because I normally ask questions to my, you know, when I'm interviewing. And I talk to them about, do you really know who you are? You know, because depending on what hand they, you know, we were dealt or a person was dealt, it could have been being touched, you know, talking to the ladies right now and men as well, could have been touched at the age of 4, you know, the wrong way sexually,
right.
You know, violated. Could have been abused, could have suffered from mental illnesses. It's so much that makes us up. Could have seen the wrong blueprint while you were growing up in your household. So I normally ask all those questions. And the truth of the matter is, I tell them, Kevin, If you don't love yourself, how do you expect for somebody else to love you?
Absolutely.
If you don't know who you are, you're going to always seek validation from someone else to validate who you are. But you got to know that you're beautiful.
Yeah.
You
got
to know that you're strong. If you need to go get the counseling and the help to rebuild who you are, then it's okay. It's okay to get in front of someone and to regurgitate and talk about where you are now. You see, and that's what it is. We look so nice. We look so, oh, my goodness, like a just polished person. And we have all these baggage and issues. And then I get these interviews, and they say, man, I thought she was straight. She's crazy. Oh, my God. She's violent. She is this and she is that. And because they don't even know who they are.
That's right.
Clearly,
that's exactly right.
They cannot journey into another. Knowing
absolutely
who you are, you know, finding, that's very important, Kevin. Very important.
Absolutely.
If they're suffering from low self-esteem, I'm telling you, guys, that's going to be a loan.
Absolutely.
Because
guys,
for you to tell them, they're beautiful every day,
absolutely. Absolutely.
You know what
that's
I'm saying?
Exactly. And I agree with you, Rose, on everything you're saying. Ladies and gentlemen, it is so important that you get the chance to get to know somebody. And you but you got to know yourself. You got to know your limitations.
Got to know yourself.
You when to stop, when to start, that type of thing.
Mm-hmm.
But the biggest thing, you got to be able to communicate with people and listen to them. And also, too, do a lot of reading. If you know, you can read up on this stuff, ladies and gentlemen.
You really can.
Not really too bad. It's not too hard because, Rose, one thing you can do is start with the Word of God on the character of people.
Absolutely.
That's the first thing you do is start with what God sees, what God is characterizing as a good person, so to speak. Now, we're not all perfect. We understand all that. We're not perfect. But the point is people need to be first living for God. You know, that's the first thing. Not living for God.
Those attributes.
Yeah, they got to have those
godly. Because, and I tell women, I said, if you find a man who loves God more than he loves you,
you
got a man. You got a man of a man. He loves God more than he loves you. God is going to teach him. Trust me on this. He will teach him how to truly treat you, how to handle you, how to love you, how to embrace you, how to be your safe place. I'm telling you, it is so much. But you've got to trust that. Now, as a woman that says, I want a husband, the Bible says when a man findeth a wife, he findeth a good thing. So that means that you need to prepare. That's another thing. We want to jump from one thing to, well, I'm ready. No, you're not. No, you're not. You still got the brokenness. You still got the stuff that, you know, the residue from the last thing. And you want, you know, somebody to embrace and to take it away. No. I submit unto you that you need to rebuild and get strengthened again. Allow the Holy Spirit to really, I'm talking from experience. He is a healer. I'm telling you, he can touch your mind. He can, but if you, like he said, read books, Bibles, books about strengthening yourself, I'm telling you, it is
man,
possible.
Rose, even on YouTube, man, you can go on there and get some healthy stuff on YouTube.
Yes, you can.
You know what I'm saying? About how to treat people.
Mm-hmm.
It's all good.
Absolutely.
Rose,
and I believe,
Rose, one thing
go ahead.
Yeah, I want to make sure everybody gets a chance to know how to get in touch with you on Press the Pause, which network too as well. When you finish here, let us know how to get in touch with you. And also too, I want to open up the lines. If anybody wants to talk to Rose, has a comment or question about the topic of Press the Pause, which is a network to help singles and married people as well, just press 1 and the star sign on your phone. 1 and the star sign. I'll let me know you want to come in the queue and we'll bring you in for Rose. Rose, tell us how to get in touch with you guys on Press the Pause button, ladies and gentlemen.
Absolutely. We have several things here. We started a group page, you guys, but I'm going to take you to my Facebook page first, which is Press the Pause Button Singles Talking Pages. So you can go to Facebook, Press the Pause Button Singles Talking Pages. And then we have a group page that you can request to join. It's called Press the Pause Singles 90-Day Journey, because that page, it speaks volume, because we went on that as a quest to figure out who we really were. Strengthening us, rebuilding us. And I love it when he said that. You got to know who you are. You got to know who you are. And that's what we did. We did, you know, physical things. We did mental healing, spiritual healing. I mean, come on, you guys, financial healing, all those things. You know, discovery, we've got to, God wants us to be the whole person. He doesn't want you to come all tattered and broken. And I don't mean that past experiences doesn't, you know, bring you to a certain place. But I submit unto you that if you want to be healed, that there's a healer. God is a healer. He can refresh you and heal you. But you guys, some of us don't want to go through the process. We have to go through the process. We have to go through the process. That don't mean that you got, you know, you got out of the relationship last week. And now you're hopping back into one, what, another month, a month later? That may not be what he wants you to be. Maybe he wants you to go on vacation. Take a journey with him. How about that? Be thy heel, my sister or brother. And now let's journey. Let's journey back into finding out from God. Okay, God, are you ready now for me to experience, you know, the next relationship or to seek you for a committed relationship? I don't believe that you need to be hopping in and out of relationship. I believe
that there is a
committed relationship. And that's what we do sometimes, Kevin. Yes, we do.
Yeah,
we hop in.
Yeah.
And
absolutely.
We don't have to.
Well, I can understand. Yeah, today everything is different today. Everybody is like seeking. What is that? Easter egg hunt? Remember those Easter egg hunt? Everybody's just hopping around looking for the egg. All you need is one egg. You don't need all of them.
Some is expensive and some is cheap.
Yeah, exactly. So I understand. I understand because it goes back to how we opened up, Rose. Everybody needs attention. No, let's just say that. Everybody needs the proper attention. We're talking about proper relationship. People need touch.
Absolutely.
They need hugs. And Rose, it is so sad that some people don't even get a hug or a kiss throughout the week on their cheek or something like that. You know, or just a hug or even a handshake sometimes. And that is sad. That is so sad.
Really sad. It's
sad. Hugger. And but you gotta ask people, can it's okay to hug you today too as well?
You really do.
You gotta ask, man. People say, I don't know you like that. I ain't trying to know you like that either. I just wanna hug you if you're friendly enough. But that's no big deal there. That's exciting. But, yeah, that's what it's all about, ladies and gentlemen. We want you to be whole, but you do have to know yourself. Ladies and gentlemen, hey, we're talking to Rose Graham, ladies and gentlemen, CEO and founder of Perfecting Talent. We're going to talk about that in the next half. But we're talking about Press the Pause Network, and we're just excited about you guys doing that. So if anybody wants to talk to Rose, let us know. Just hit 1 and the star sign on your phone, and you may have a question or a comment about the program tonight as well.
Yeah.
Well, I tell you, Rose, that's powerful. That is so powerful. Well, great. So now how long you guys been doing this now to Press the Pause? How old is it? Three years?
I started Press the Pause probably back in 2012, to be honest. But, I started out of South Carolina, to be honest. And then as I journeyed back to Atlanta, I started doing a little more with it. So what I thought, Kevin, it was going to really be was just a book, just a book for women. Press the pause button, you single ladies.
Right.
And then
right.
I met, have to connect my talent business. I met a gentleman in the voiceover, arena, and he kept hearing me talk about it. And he was like, how about just, you know, read some of your book that you're writing.
Yeah.
And as I began to do that, he said, oh, this sounds like a radio talk show or TV talk show.
Or play.
You know, he said, this is more than a book. And so what he encouraged me to do is to come up with an intro, audio intro on a CD. And so I started, writing it, and I started, speaking it on my little recorder. And what happened is as I began to do it, a jingle came in my head. Press the pause button.
Yeah.
And I was like, what the world? And from that, I have another minister friend that has a studio. So he helped me put the music to it and then the audio. And so we recorded it at a studio. And
that's
so that was my product, a CD that allowed me to, gave me a platform to speak at women's conferences. I, did the single platform. South Carolina, Atlanta, and some other places. And so what God instructed me to do a little less than a year ago, he said, put it on, people are listening to MP3s now. They're on iTunes and they're on all these other things because mine do touch the teenagers. I work with the young adults and seasoned, right, adults.
Mm-hmm.
Because
y'all
know the relationship starts at a teen, y'all know, right, early.
Yeah,
they're
absolutely.
Being domestically violated as well as young teenagers.
Yeah.
It's sad.
Yeah.
And so from there, let's get it on CD. So friends of mine encouraged me to keep moving with it, and CD Baby was what I, BMI, I had to cover it under BMI because, I have lyrics.
right.
to cover that. And then from BMI, it then went over to CD Baby, and I mm-hmm. began to send in my information, got it all together. And so now we're on CD Baby, iTunes, and in Japan
awesome.
As well.
Awesome.
Spotify. So now
that's
we're
wonderful.
The word out. Yes,
I love
yes,
it. Yeah, we're going to help you do that. That's for sure. Well, that's great.
Yes.
Well, ladies and gentlemen,
yes.
we're talking to Rose Graham, CEO and founder of Perfecting Talent, and we're talking about Press the Pause Network. Ladies and gentlemen, to help you out a little bit. You know, Rose, I was thinking about we want to encourage everybody. I want you to give us some closing comments on this topic, on what you want people to do and what they should do. But one thing for sure, Rose, people, stop beating yourself up. That's one thing. Stop beating yourself up. And the difference is it's not your fault. Everything's not your fault. That's the first thing. I want to say
correct.
That. I always blame the man personally, Rose. I always blame the man for the relationships, whether it's a marriage or dating, or whatever. It's always the man's fault, in my opinion. So ladies, do not blame yourself for whatever he didn't
right.
do or did,
right.
didn't do whatever. So don't blame yourself, okay,
right.
for that. That's the first thing. You got to
right.
say it's not your fault. The man is supposed to come with the right stuff to the woman. That's the first thing.
Yes.
You can't come with all this
that.
Other stuff and drama. So that's the way God wants it. That's the way it's supposed to be. And that's the way it should be. So the point is, don't
right.
beat yourself up, right? And men, I know it goes the other way, so don't beat yourself up, guys, when the woman does some things that's not, you know, that may not
right.
keep up to your standards as well. So,
right.
but mainly for the women, do not beat yourself up. You are so awesome. You're so beautiful.
Yes.
You're always going to stay beautiful. You're already going to be you, right? So don't let
yes.
anybody take away your royalty. That's what I want you to know. No one take away your royalty and who you are. There is nobody like you in the entire planet. You got to understand that you are unique. God has put you here for a purpose, not to be put down, not to be, set aside or whatever, not to be one of five
yes.
people, that type of thing. All that is important to know that you can't carry that emotionally with you because people will take advantage of that mentally.
Absolutely.
And you don't want that to
absolutely.
Happen. So Rose, on this topic though, what would you tell the folks out there today about Press the Pause?
For Press the Pause, it was, you guys, really, it was designed just to take that pause moment, to take that break, because in my relationship, I didn't take the breaks. I saw the signs, but I didn't take the breaks.
No,
and
we don't. We don't do that. We don't.
And it's okay. It's okay to take that breather. Go pray about it. Meditate, on it. Asking God, okay, God, now what? What's the next move? How do I exit out of this, dramatic experience, or how do I get from this domestic violence? Come on, y'all.
Yeah.
Verbal abuse.
Yeah.
How do I, because your worth, ladies, is far above rubies.
Absolutely.
It really is. You
absolutely.
Are beautiful. You are
absolutely.
Fearfully made.
Absolutely.
And you don't
absolutely.
Have to succumb to feeling like you're less. Come on now. And, brother, as well, I want to speak to you and say that you are the man that God created you to be. You are the leader. You are the leader. I know you felt like you've been crushed in your respect and who you are was taken away from you as well way back in slavery days. But I want to encourage you that you are a king and a priest of the Lord. You really are.
Mm-hmm.
And you can
mm-hmm.
treat that woman with respect and you can, treat her as the queen that she is. That respect, even though you didn't have that blueprint, there are mentors and there are people that you can find to be a part of that growth in your life. And we can come together, you guys, and be in those healthy relationships. God has that for you. He really
That's
does.
Right.
And so don't be afraid to pause. Married people tell me they take a pause sometimes. They have to breathe and think, okay, well, is this really
Absolutely.
Working now? Do we need to? Yeah, men do it.
Yeah.
Women have to tell men, I don't want that red dress anymore. Please don't buy me that no more. Give me something else.
Mm-hmm.
I don't want that. I don't like that, purple, whatever. I don't even like silver anymore. I want now blue or whatever. But that's when you take those breaks and you go back and check in. It's okay to check in. Check in, people. Take the pause break. And know that God really is concerned about what your desires. He really do. And he created. And he created a holy and a blessed thing. But, we have taken it and it has become a little polluted. People have, they're doing different things with relationships. But I want you to know that God has a whole relationship for you. And singles, Do this for me. Remember to celebrate yourself. Celebrate you. Celebrate you. Celebrate
well, that's
you.
Good there, Rose. That's it.
You can
it.
Go
that's
to a
exactly
movie by
right
yourself.
That.
You can light
Absolutely.
Up some candles and read a good old book.
Yeah.
It's okay. It's okay. It is okay. You know, I know we get, you know, you're so single. Oh, my goodness. Why don't I have anybody? You know, I know you get that. But just know that in your waiting period, prepare and serve God while you are doing what you're doing. I'm telling you. And when you do that, God is going to do nothing but provide. He will. You don't have to succumb to the lowliness of the lowly bar of things. You don't have to succumb to going down and lowering your standard. No, raise it up.
Nope.
Again,
don't do it.
Your worth is far above rubies. It really
That's
is.
Powerful.
God bless you. And
yes,
I pray
is.
And I speak healing over your
yes.
life if you've been hurt. And I speak, you know, strength if you've been broken in all those wrong places. But I do speak renewal of healing and strength, and that God gives you that healthy relationship if you so desire to have one. Just remember, God loves you, and you are so special to Him. God bless you.
Amen. Thank you so much for that. Let's give yourself a round of applause for that one, Rose. That was good. That was really good. Ladies and gentlemen, listen to Rose Graham, founder, CEO of Perfecting Talent and Press the Pause Network. And we're going to come back, Rose, we're going to come back on the second half to talk about the wonderful talents that you've been involved with and all this wonderful
okay.
opportunities here you have with Perfecting Talent. But we'll be right back after this awesome song. You guys hold on out there. If you guys want to talk to Rose, just press 1 and a star sign, and we'll bring you in the queue. But we're going to come back in about 4 minutes after this wonderful song. Hold on, Rose. We'll be right back. Power Connect.
Something I've never seen. You made me something I've never been before.
What a great program with you today. And, of course, you can't beat Al Jarreau, ladies and gentlemen. You cannot beat it. I love it. So welcome back. Rose, you back with us?
Hallelujah. I'm here.
All right. Hey, guys, we're on the second half with Rose Graham, CEO and founder of Perfecting Talent. We just talked about the first half, Press the Pause Network. You can find more about that on Facebook. It can just type in Press the Pause, right? Is that right? What do they want to put in
yes.
on Facebook?
Yeah, that's one. Press the Pause, and it should come up. Yeah, Press the Pause button. Single.
Fantastic. Yeah. All right. Well, good. Well, Rose, tell us about this awesome network called Perfecting Talent.
Wow. Well,
you guys. Yeah, tell them what it's all about. Y'all, you wonderful actresses and actors out there.
Right. Perfecting Talent Connections was birthed probably over 5 years ago. And Perfecting mm-hmm. Talent Connections is just what it says. I tell people to listen to Perfecting and then listen to Connections. So what our mm-hmm. goal is to train up a talent in the way that they should go. And at the end of the day, our goal is to connect them to the greater. And so our company is basically a management company, and we also have an academy now that's attached. So Perfecting Talent Academy and Perfecting Talent Connection, where
awesome.
We connect those talent, develop them, get them up and running, give them not just the training of acting and modeling dancing, but we really give you training on the business side. That's where we're failing. We don't know the business, and we're losing. So that's where you're investing more into learning the business, the business. Once you learn the business, everything else, literally, you guys, it will fall into place. That's what Perfecting Talent is.
Well, that's a good point, Rose, about the
that's
a good point about the business side because, you know, the talent's there. We know your son or daughter or yourself are talented. But you got to know how to handle your money. If you're getting, you know, $1 million, half a million, quarter of a million, 100,000, you better know, about that money, ladies and gentlemen. You got to know where that money's going and what your expenses are and who you got to pay, who you don't have to pay, your taxes, all that kind of stuff, ladies and gentlemen. It's business. And
that's
good. I'm glad you mentioned that. That's so important.
Yeah.
Well, go ahead. I'm sorry. I didn't mean to interrupt you.
Yeah. No, that's okay. We have a third part to this, which it is, we call it our VIP or our finale. And the finale is what God gave me as well. It is called Talent Vision Expo. So the Talent Vision Expo is where we take everything that you have learned or obtained, and, you know, we make sure that you understood it. Now you got to show it and all of that. You know, a partner of mine, Melvin Parker, he came up with that, you know, showing it, creating it, you know, the whole nine, and then, you know, performing it. So what we do is we bring in, I have partners, agency and casting company partners from New York and L.A., Atlanta, North Carolina, Tennessee, and Illinois. Mm-hmm. And so what we basically do is we have partnered up with people who have the connections. If we don't have people that have connections, then guess what? It's not going to work for us.
You got a network, ladies and gentlemen. You got a network.
Absolutely,
no doubt about it.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Mm-hmm. So they have been partnering with us, you know, over 4 years, coming down. They came in February. Literally, it was like a boot camp experience because normally we have the expo in the summer. But I allowed them to come because I just wanted people to clearly understand that it's more than you just getting up, saying your lines, and getting a couple of background work. No, there is a bigger side to this. And they came in and they literally, it's almost like they dissected everything. Top to bottom. And this is where you are. You know, to put them on stage, take them back off, you know, tell them to do this, tell them to do that, interview them, you know, give them, oh, my goodness, so much information.
And don't start crying, right? Don't start crying either. When
right. We have the voiceover guy, you know, teaching them and training on voiceover as well, but really allowing them to understand that acting is not just acting. Acting is making it believable. And so giving your heart is what you do when you do what you do. That's to anything. That's to commercial and print. That's to acting. That's to modeling. That's to your dance. That's to your music. It is giving your heart. Because it is not about you, but it is to bless the world. It is to be a blessing to someone else. And so the whole purpose of me joining, God literally told me that I was going to be a part of the other side. And that side is to help break down the demonic walls that were set up for entertainment and media. And it is. It is a lot of things that set up to cause your youth to trip and fall. Oh, yeah. But what we want to do is we want to kind of try to redefine some things, or I would say change some things, to cause them, when they go into the front, we still want you to be a light. We don't want you to succumb to the darkness, but we still want you to be a light. Within the entertainment and media industry, you can still be that light. You can still be the positive person, because trust me, as much as we want to say, you know, oh, they're in Hollywood and they're doing amazing, they are still looking for light. So why not you? Why not you? Why not? You know, get up off of that. Get up off of your talent that you've been sitting on for years. I have a 17-year-old that just joined the business. Imagine that. She joined because she said, this is something that I had on my bucket list, and I want to do it. And she came and gave of herself, and I'm telling you, she's beautiful, beautiful. And we're ready. She's already getting permission,
Yeah, absolutely. Listen to Rose Graham, ladies and gentlemen, founder of Perfecting Talent. And we're just excited about Rose being here with us. You know, you said some awesome things. And the one I picked up just quickly from you, Rose, is set goals, ladies and gentlemen. You got to write down your goals. If you want to get into acting and voiceover and all the other great stuff that the industry allows, you got to set goals, but you got to write them down, right? You got to write them down if you know your talent.
Write them down.
Talk about it. Yeah, talk a little bit about
and
that, Rose.
And hear it. You know, and I want to talk about, so the goals and what he's talking about is basically – this is what I do, Kevin. We have a this is a class that I teach, and it's called Talent Vision. And so I take a doc, you know, a TV screen that's not, I turn, make sure it's off, and I let them look at it for 5 minutes, and they have their paper and pen. And what that is that in those 5 minutes, I need them tell me what they see. Where do you see yourself going, or where do you see yourself at in the next year or so? So if, because if you don't have a vision and you don't see it, we can't even move.
Yeah, right.
That's nothing.
Exactly.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, exactly.
We are going to take what you saw and where you think you need to be, and then now we're going to take you further. The parents got to see it. Oh, yeah. We've got situations where the parents bring them, but it was just to make them a star. No, this is more like a longevity. This is a career. You've got to be in it for the long haul, not just to come and get a quick fix and move on. So we put them in front of that dark screen TV. Man, it's so powerful. Give them a paper, and they begin to write.
Good.
I see myself on this. I see myself doing that. I see myself doing that. And then when they do that, now we're ready to go to work. We're ready.
That's
because
good.
Now
that's
I'm clear.
Good.
I'm clear, and you're clear, and we're getting ready to move.
That
so you got to be
powerful,
able to see it.
Absolutely.
Yeah,
and guess what, ladies and gentlemen? You got
to
know that everybody will be a star, but guess what? You may need to be the moon for a little bit, you know, just for a while.
Right.
You may need to be the moon, right? Just to get to the star, because you know the stars are way up there, right? You just don't start up there.
Absolutely.
So you got to go through the process. That's what we're saying. You need to go through
you
the process.
You got to go through the, oh my goodness, thank you for that.
Please.
You got to go through the process.
Yes.
You
got
to be willing to, right? You got to be willing to take the rejection. That's the thing that we get sometimes. Well, they didn't pick me today. Guess what? They didn't. They told you no today. They may tell you no tomorrow. But guess what? You've got to know that that
That's
blueprint
right.
that you put, that vision there, that vision board that you put up, keep it in front of you. Keep speaking it. Keep. Come on now. Keep seeing it. And then you got to work it. That's that working it is your training. You're getting the training. You're doing the things you need to do. Parents, if you can't afford some things, put them in school, you know, drama stuff in school. Get them in the community theater. You know what I'm saying? There's stuff in the community that's probably free. Use your resources.
Absolutely.
Use what you have.
Oh, man, there's
right
much
now.
Stuff, Rose. I mean, they could have some stuff in the basement going on. I know some people
Come
got big
now.
Basements. Oh, yeah, do get on YouTube. They'll help you with that, too.
Absolutely.
I mean,
you
got a lot of things you can do before you spend any money, before you get to Rose, because you got to be
ready. Yes. And so, you know, what we've been finding is because people don't do that, Kevin, is we do have to give them startup classes and info to the
and we
industry,
understand why.
You know, and, and things that they don't know. But the honest truth is we do have to deal with some people. They're on a budget. And so when you're on a budget, now you're going to have to give – more than your little 20%. We don't need you to give your percentage of things, because now we're trying to work with you where you are because we see the greatness in your child. We see the greatness in you as a
Absolutely.
Talent. Parents, don't be afraid to get the training
yeah.
as well.
Woo-hoo.
Don't forget to get the training as well. Parents, get that training because a lot of the castings now are they're asking the parents to join, right? And so that might be a $10,000 gig. You don't want to sit on the sideline and say, oh, I don't want to do it. No, I need you to be prepared.
Yeah, man, that's wonderful.
So that you can, your whole family can get paid, okay?
Yeah, exactly.
Prepared.
That's the whole purpose of getting to roles, ladies and gentlemen. That's the whole purpose of getting to roles. You want to get work, right? You want to get recognition, and that could be anywhere. So you just got to go, but you got to be ready, ladies and gentlemen, as well. You know, Rose, one thing you talked about, too, is a family thing. How important is attitude? Can you talk a little bit about the right attitude from the parents first? And then from the children or for, you know, whoever they're trying to promote. Talk about that
right
a little bit, please. And I know that's important. What kind of attitude should I have when I come to you?
The attitude that you should have is an attitude that comes in and say, you know, I am I'm here because I tell people to come in as though you know really nothing. Let me tell you why. Because if you're going to come to that table and try to tell me how to do my job, then you're in the wrong place. So you have
to
have
pay yourself. Right?
Now,
they need to pay themselves.
There you go. And be humble, but also as a parent, I'm going to tell you because I am the I'm an advocate for parents because I was a parent of a talented kid, so or still am.
Right.
So I say that to you. Do your homework as well. Right.
Mm-hmm,
get on Google and stuff. You can find stuff about how to get prepared. Mm-hmm. But get prepared.
Yeah.
But when you come. When you come, trust that what I'm telling you, because if we don't gel, I'm telling you right now, let me tell you what is the major problem right now, Kevin. It's not the children.
Mm-mm.
It's sometimes the parents.
Right. Yeah, I understand
They come
that.
Already with this preconception. First of all, they come to me and they say, well, if I got to pay for something, it just ain't going to work. Okay,
right.
well, you're going to have to get that headshot, and you're probably going to have to pay for it. You know, so there's things, and so we do a lot of things when we assess you.
Yeah.
We're assessing the parent. We're already looking at what's your patient like. Yep. You're already ready to go. You come in with an attitude. We don't like that. Your child is all over the place. They're not following protocol or what we're telling them to do as well. Guess what? You're probably not going to be a good match. For nobody's agency. Sometimes sometimes you come in correct.
It's just
that we don't gel. So it's not so much as that your child is not talented. Don't take it personally.
Right.
It is business. It's just that we cannot marry each other, okay?
Right.
Because it's just not going to work. Because we see something that's not going to work. Because we want to see, we want to feel like, you know, you have the humility. We want to feel like you have the longevity. We want to feel like, you know, you're teachable. Oh, my God. Can you just be teachable?
There you go. Just listen.
Direction.
Yeah, just listen to the expert. Yeah, just listen to the expert, which you are. That's wonderful.
Trust us on what we're saying.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
And respect
That's powerful.
It. Right.
That's wonderful. Ladies and gentlemen, we're listening to Rose Graham. We're talking about perfecting talent. Rose, if you would, give that website out, please, for everybody around the globe.
Yes. Go to perfectingtalent.com. There you will have an opportunity to put in your information, and then we get, you know, we will receive your information. We will then reach back out to you, call you, and then get you up and running. What we normally do is we have classes. From that, I'm finding out that we have to do the beginner's classes to get you prepared. Then from there, we allow you to do your audition. We do an interview with you. Yes, you get a private or personal interview, you guys, because what we are finding out is that you may have more inside of you than you thought you did. So that's what we do. So perfectingtalent.com, our phone number is 678-842-4561. That's 678-842-4561.
That's wonderful. Ladies and gentlemen, listen to the wonderful voice of Rose Graham, CEO and founder of Perfecting Talent. Hey, we've been talking about Press to Pause Network and Perfecting Talent today. If you would, Rose, before we let you go and bring up some music after a little bit, if you would give us a couple of minutes of some takeaways. What do you want us to know tonight, if you don't mind?
Okay, I want you to clearly understand that God has given you You have a God-given talent, okay? It was given probably before you were even born, but you have a God-given talent. But what we need you to understand is that that God-given talent is not to sit on a shelf. Don't let the fear go. Step out on faith and allow us to assess you and to give you what you're needing so that you can go forward. And you see your child. Oh, you come on now. Y'all see them pressing in the mirror. No, they love to talk and they have the gift of gab. You see them trying to dance and see them trying to sing and all these other things. Adults, you know what you have inside of you, especially my God-believing people. You know that you have something inside of you. Pursue it. Pursue it. And I want you to know that what you have inside of you, we are there to help pray you through it, to help face you through it, and to help it train you through it and help it to become a reality. Our whole goal is to make your dreams a reality in Jesus' name. Amen.
That's wonderful. Thank you so much, Rose. Ladies and gentlemen, listen
You're
to the
welcome.
Voice of Rose Graham. And we just had a great time with her. You know, time be flying, boy. I tell you, when you have
yes,
a great time.
You
know, I love it. That's
yes,
great because we got things to do, places to go, and people to help. Ladies and gentlemen, so we thank you so much, Rose, for your time. So, ladies and gentlemen, you've been when listening to Rose Graham, CEO and founder of Perfecting Talent, with your host, Kevin Vaughn,
Kevin.
Today. We're just excited. Yes, ma'am. Uh-huh. Yes, ma'am.
One more thing. I apologize.
Absolutely. That's okay.
April the 7th. It's on a Saturday. And there you can go to perfectingtalent.com if you're interested. We are going to be having one of those intro classes on where we can meet you, give you more information on what the agency is about and what you're needing. That's going to be, again, April the 7th. It's going to be at 18,000 Masters Way, and that's in Alpharetta, Georgia, 30005. Again, you can call us at 678-842-4561. Thank you.
Fantastic. Yeah, we want to know all that information. Always feel free to give that information out, Rose, so people can know. And we want everybody to share the information, too, as well, ladies and gentlemen. You can come back and listen to the program over and over again with Rose on this powerful information on Perfecting Talent and Press the Pause group. And, of course, you can go on Facebook, ladies and gentlemen, Press the Pause. Just type in Press the Pause on Facebook. And there's actually two places you can actually sign up for. That's pretty cool on there.
Yes.
And, of course, Perfecting Talent as well is online as well, as she mentioned earlier. So perfectingtalent.com for that website. We're just excited about that. And anything I can do to help you guys, let me know. Give me a call. We'll make sure you connect with Rose. I'm at 404-401-0233, 404-401-0233. Well, Rose Graham, thank you so much for your time. We're excited.
Thank you.
And as you know, this is part of your network, too. You know that. We're all working together.
Absolutely.
We're excited about that.
Thank you, Kevin.
I appreciate you so much. Well, ladies and gentlemen, we had a great time with our wonderful sister in the Lord. We want you guys to know that God has given you all some talent, so we want you all to exercise your talent. And you can do that through Rose Graham professionally, so we want you all to do that, okay, and be excited about that. So get in touch with Rose through perfectingtalent.com. She'll be glad to help you and help you develop. If nothing else, she'll be able to help you direct you as well. She'll direct you and as well in your talents and what you need as well. So we're excited about you. And so, guys, take care. Rose, have a good evening. We'll talk to you soon, okay?
Thank
you so much.
Good night.
All right. Thank
you
so much. Hey, ladies and gentlemen, this has been the Power Connect program, where we connect powerful people from around the globe on the network to tell them, tell you a little bit about what they do and how they can help you as well. So we're going to keep you guys moving. We know you guys are busy. Thank you so much for joining us tonight. And we just give you guys a round of applause as well. But remember, ladies and gentlemen, we always want to leave you with this. Always out love, out forgive, and out serve each other. And remember, nobody can stop you but you. Have a great evening, okay, everybody? We'll talk to you soon. This has been a wonderful evening, and we'll see you next time on the Power Connect program. Take care now. Bye-bye.
The way you handle them, oh, I'm so proud of you. So attracted to you, too. You're so damn good to me in everything you do, because I am so in love. I can't help myself.
Great evening and a great rest of the week. Bye-bye.